Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Anyone Can Be an Entrepreneur in 7 Bold Steps. Now let's get started with today's show. Can anyone be an entrepreneur? That's the wrong question. The real question is, are you willing to do what 95% of people won't? Here's the truth nobody talks about. You don't need special DNA or a genius-level IQ to build a successful business. Entrepreneurship isn't some mystical talent you're born with. It's a collection of learnable skills. Problem-solving, persistence, adaptation. These aren't genetic gifts. They're muscles you develop through practice. Most successful entrepreneurs started as ordinary people with extraordinary commitment. The difference isn't what they had, it's what they were willing to do when things got uncomfortable. The real barriers aren't what you think. It's not about having perfect timing, endless capital, or knowing the right people. The biggest barrier is comfort zone addiction. We've become so comfortable being comfortable that we mistake security for success. Fear of failure stops more entrepreneurs than actual failure ever will. Let me tell you about Sarah Blakely. She cut up pantyhose in her apartment for 2 years. No business experience, $5,000 in savings, and dozens of rejections from manufacturers who thought her idea was ridiculous. She became the youngest female billionaire because she refused to quit when every logical person would have stopped. Here's what separates the dreamers from the builders. Willingness. Anyone can start a business today. The barriers to entry have never been lower, but success requires doing uncomfortable things consistently when nobody's watching, when results don't match effort, and when that voice in your head whispers that maybe you're not cut out for this. Most people quit in the first 6 months when reality doesn't match their expectations. They mistake temporary setbacks for permanent failures. Your homework is simple. Start something small this week. Sell one thing, help one person, solve one problem. Your entrepreneurial muscle grows with use, not with planning. Stop waiting for perfect conditions and start building in imperfect ones. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.